The first story to recap the year 2025 for me is about a local Girl Scout troop member who thought of nursing home residents when selling Girl Scout cookies this year. It was back in February when 10-year-old Kaylee Olberding wanted to fundraise to give residents at four local nursing homes a sweet treat. This is her second year in Girl Scouts and had numerous of interactions with nursing home residents growing up with her mom, Melissa Olberding, who has worked as a nurse at Regency Park for the past 25 years. With the help of her mom, Kaylee was able to donate 300 boxes of cookies that were given to residents at Regency Park, Acura Healthcare of Carroll, St. Anthony Regional Hospital Nursing Home, and Journey Senior Services. Kaylee does plan to do fundraising events like this again next year and might be increasing that goal to over 300 boxes. Stories like these, I hope, encourage other youth in the area that no matter your age, you can make a difference in someone's life. The next story is on the groundbreaking ceremony that kickstarted the official construction for the Greene County Jail Project. Greene County Sheriff Jack Williams says that he pushed for a new jail facility for 8 years, not giving up after the first failed bond referendum. Instead, they went back to the drawing board, scaled back, and secured a 63% approval for a $10 million bond in November 2023. The new building is currently under construction south of the current Greene County Law Enforcement Center, expanding from the 8-bed jail to a 20-bed jail capacity with the ability to hold up to 50 inmates. Alternates were also added to include a heated sally port for the department's vehicles and two separate additional cells that would now meet the requirements for the new Greene County Jail to house federal prisoners. The $11.37 million project bid will be covered by the bond, and the supervisors approved of using $2.1 million of surplus funding, which will be repaid through interest accumulated through investments and an increase to tax levies to make up the difference. The groundbreaking ceremony was held on March 17th, and the expected completion is scheduled for November of 2026. Another top favorite story of mine is the ICAM Manning Trades class partnering with Manning Municipal Utilities and Des Moines Area Community College to provide a work-based learning and job experience opportunity to students on how to build a house. Now in its second year, IKM Manning students, as well as students from surrounding districts, have an opportunity to develop lifelong skills and to grow knowledge of various trades works, such as electrician, plumbing, and more. In the first year, students built a house in a developing pocket neighborhood in Manning, but this year updated to a 1,700-square-foot ranch-style house. Several local businesses and community members have stepped up to continue making this program successful. The house is available for purchase, and interested buyers can reach out to MMU General Manager Jeremy Carroll by calling 712-655-3905. My next story talks about a negative experience that brought a community together and is spreading joy by finding the bright side of things with the Sac City Chambers of Commerce manhole cover project. Sac City Chamber Executive Director Crystal Hannerin says that after watching the news and seeing 46-year-old Brandon Bradshaw of Sioux City being arrested for spray painting flowers to cover manhole covers throughout the city. Hannerin saw no ill intention on the action, and it inspired her to make the Sac City community a little more colorful during the winter months. The Sac City Chamber hosted a manhole coloring contest, encouraging individuals, local businesses, law enforcement, and even individuals outside of Sac City community to pick a manhole cover to paint their unique flower design. Pictures were then posted on social media, with the United Bank of Iowa placing first with over 1,000 votes, Iowa State Bank second with over 900 votes, and Twisted Graphics in third with over 800 votes. The winners were then awarded chamber bucks to spend at local businesses in Sac City. All three winners placed passed on the chamber bucks to the next individuals due to using professional painters and vinyl. The winner of those chamber bucks include Megan Dooley with 442 votes, Family First Dental with 427 votes in second place, and in third is Ann Bees from Sioux City, placing third. The contest has gotten regional, national, and even international attention and has spread to Lakeview and Storm Lake accepting the challenge and will host a similar event upcoming this spring. Last but certainly not least story to make my top five is Jefferson Matters receiving the national award, being named the 2025 Great American Main Street. This award is granted to one Main Street America community for showcasing preservation and revitalization of downtown and commercial districts. Jefferson Matters over the last 13 years has transformed a $6 million public investment into $18 million in private investments, opening 45 new businesses, rehabilitated 115 buildings, created 100 new jobs, and leveraged more than 57,000 volunteer hours. Jefferson was the smallest community of the three that were nominated, but stood out in its application for building restoration, business support, and improved entrepreneurial spirit. Executive Director Matt Wiederich says that while this is a high honor, Jefferson Matters is not stopping there, and this award is just the fuel to keep the passion of the community alive, and great things will continue to come. This story reached my number one as I covered it from the very beginning, from it being announced as a nominee to the celebrations after when presented with the national award. This should also show encouragement to other local communities to continue to strive for greatness. And that is going to be wrapping up another great year of stories here at Carroll Broadcasting, and I am looking forward to seeing what 2026 brings. This has been Abby Ward reporting.